There was a ship that sailed all on the lowland sea, and the name of our ship was the Golden Vanity, and we feared she would be taken by the Spanish enemy as she sailed in the lowland, lowland low, as she sailed in the lowland sea. Then up stepped our cabin boy and boldly outspoke he, and he said to our captain, "What would you give to me if I would swim alongside of the Spanish enemy and sink her in the lowland, lowland low, and sink her in the lowland sea? Oh, I would give you silver and I would give you gold, and my own fairest daughter, your bonny bride shall be, if you will swim alongside of the Spanish enemy and sink her in the lowland, lowland low, and sink her in the lowland sea." Then the boy, he made him ready, and overboard sprang he, and he swam alongside of the Spanish enemy, and with his brace and auger in her sides he bored holes three. He sunk her in the lowland, lowland low, yes, he sunk her in the lowland sea. Then quickly he swam back to the cheering of the crew, but the captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue, and he scorned his poor entreatings when loudly he did sue, and he left him in the lowland, lowland low, he left him in the lowland sea. Then quickly he swam around to the port side, and up unto his messmates full bitterly he cried, "Oh, messmates, draw me up, for I'm drifting with the tide, and I'm sinking in the lowland, lowland low, I'm sinking in the lowland sea." Then his messmates drew him up, but on the deck he died, and they stitched him in his hammock, which was so fair and wide, and they lowered him overboard, and he drifted with the tide, and he sank in the lowland, lowland low, he sank in the